Good morning to you, 40. How are you going?
I'm in great form, thank you.
Now, how were the television ratings last night? Massive night on TV.
Well, I think the one thing we can say is Married at First Sight is still this extraordinary beast that, after all these seasons, still keeps pulling people back in. It was a huge success last night, 840,000 people watching it, to the detriment, one would have to say, of Australian Survivor with 447 and Australian Idol with 413,000. And I guess that one is probably the biggest disappointment of them all. I mean, clearly the programming thinking was to do something that was family friendly and light and an established brand, etc. But 413 would have to be disappointing for Seven. And of course, now you'd be wondering, can they build on that, or have people actually already been curious and taken a peek and not come back again? So remains to be seen.
Yeah, well, the time will be in the journey, I think, over time. But obviously, holding the tennis rights, Seven used to hold the rights, Nine have got them now. How crucial is that in setting up your year?
Well, it's great for promos. I mean, you know, for getting your promos in for all your shows, they all do that. You know, the catch cry it always used to be after the tennis. So, yeah, but it's not going to see you through if you've got second-rate programming, that's for sure. But it's a great bouncing board.
Yeah, we spoke about Bill Gates earlier. Mm. He's been in the news. How did an interview last night on the ABC?
Yeah, I thought it was strong of them, Sarah Ferguson, who was doing the interview, to ask the question. I don't imagine there were any, you know, preconditions given of what they could or couldn't ask. And so she went there, and this story about Bill Gates being friendly with Jeffrey Epstein, he's still one of these names that keeps coming up. Now, if you think back a few years ago, we all heard the stories about, oh, the little black book, and all the names are going to come out, and all the famous and rich people will all be, you know, brought undone. Whatever, it's never happened. And last night, at least Sarah Ferguson gave it a go. Certainly, as you'll hear in the grab, Bill Gates very much playing down any level of friendship. But a whole bunch of investigative reporting on this has said they were quite friendly, to the point of flying in the private jets together, going to the island together. But here is what happened last night when Sarah Ferguson posed the question to Bill Gates.
I will say for the over 100 times, yeah, I shouldn't have had dinners with him.
Epstein had a way of sexually compromising people. Is that what Melinda was warning you about?
No. No, I had dinner with him, and that's all.
Yeah, you'd have to question why he was having dinner, though, surely.
Well, yeah, I guess so, but it's odd. I mean, certainly there are, as I say, multiple reports that suggest otherwise, and certainly, as Sarah had indicated there, there'd always also been the suggestion that his ex-wife, Melinda, felt this relationship was not on, and that was part of the reason behind the marriage breakup. But look, I don't think we got much out of that, but at least Sarah gave it a go.
There are new claims about the time leading up to Lisa Marie Presley's death.
Yes, so interesting stories coming out. TMZ, the website, tabloid website, they do a lot of good reporting and they get a lot of good info. And they've done this investigative doco into Lisa Marie, and they've discovered she took out 3 life insurance policies before she died. Now, the time frame of when she took them out is a bit vague, but they're saying one of those policies may have lapsed in that she didn't keep it current, but 2 others were still valid, and the value of those could be in excess, or will be in excess of $30 million. Now, why that's relevant is because she, in fact, was in debt when she died. She was $4 million in debt, $2.5 million to the IRS, or the taxation department, as we would call it. So her kids probably need and want the money. And so if they pay out, and TMZ are saying all that money instantly goes into her account, well, it's not quite that instant, because I can promise you the insurance company will want to know the results of the toxicology. They will want to know the results of the autopsy. And if they can find any out clauses, which means they don't have to pay, as in things like suicide, as in things like drug usage, that really could prevent any payout.
Right. That's surprising. A life insurance company would be looking for a way out. We will do it again tomorrow, Peter.
Have a good day.
Peter Ford there, talking showbiz. Quite a bit of commentary on Married at First Sight. It's false from start to finish. I won't waste my time, says Don and Liz. Well, of course it's false. It's entertainment.
But
this
one, false.
This is from Lou. A big turnoff for Aussie Idol is the inclusion of Kyle Sandilands. His judging is self-important, narcissistic, and just plain nasty. Yuck, says Lou.
It's not false, though. Just going back to maths, it's not false. These people are put together.
Oh, it is false.
It's not false.
Really a marriage, is it? Married at first sight, and then you actually get married again at the end of it.
They're put together by experts to see how they go. And
we know why they're put together.
We watch it unfold.
We love it. But let's be honest, it's not a marriage.
6% of them are still together. So there are evidence of marriage. Some have had children.
But it's not a real marriage, Carl.
Well, it can be, though.
It's not a real one, though. It's kind of like...
In fact, watching it half the time looks like a real one.
It's like the Easter Bunny.
Don't you reckon?
It may be a little bit questionable on occasions.
Don't ruin that for the children who are in the car on the way to school.
It's salacious and it's good fun. Well, is it good fun? Some people probably not. But 840,000-odd last night thought it was good fun. We've found him. Did he tip 101 winner? If he did, he's a legend. Or was it a mistake?
But she'd made a mistake.
Based on the call, I reckon you're right. We'll find out from the man himself, Richie Bell, coming up shortly. It's 8:15. Here's Robbie.